Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely terrific day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
See the chiropractor, and I'm driving down, I guess it's Orange Blossom Trail, and I'm driving down John Young Parkway in this unbelievably traffic nightmare that is, used to be called Orlando. And all of a sudden I see a big billboard. I mean, a big billboard on the side of the road. And it's basically a Holocaust tribute, and to the Holocaust victims and to the 63 hate groups in Florida that they say need to be eradicated. I mean, it's on the billboard, right? And I'm like, this is just ridiculous. So I Googled them, and I wanted to figure out, you know, what was going on with all these guys. And he find out that the information of the 63 hate groups come from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
There you go.
Of course it does. And so I started reading this. I looked up what they were saying online to their website. It says the PUFS SPLC website says that all hate groups have beliefs or practices that attack a religion, malign an entire class of people, typically for immutable characteristics, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're violent. These activities include criminal acts, which is illegal, marches, which are constitutional rights, rallies, which are constitutional rights, speeches, which are constitutional rights, meetings that are constitutional rights, leafletting or publishing, which are all constitutional rights. But they're like, these activities are like constituting hate groups. And I started thinking about that. I started thinking, you know, this is really kind of ridiculous. I read on through it, and they finally list these hate groups that are so bad. And one guy basically said, I didn't know I was part of a hate group. I just want to have controlled immigration. I didn't know it was a hate group. But here's how they break down in the state of Florida. We have 22 black separatist organizations. That's blacks wanting to be separated from white, which is fine, whatever. I don't care if whites want to be separated from blacks. Blacks want to be separated from whites. I don't care. If people want to be separate, I don't care. I don't agree with that, but whatever. There are 8 Ku Klux Klan chapters, which I thought those guys were long gone. 7 anti-Muslim groups. Well, that's probably because they're anti-terrorist Muslim groups. 5 neo-Nazi organizations, whatever the heck that's supposed to mean. I mean, I thought those guys were long dead. 5 racist skinhead groups, which are probably bad. 4 white nationalist groups, which are probably NRA members. 4 neo-Confederate groups. Well, I mean, neo-Confederate groups. I mean, the Confederacy's been gone for a long, long time, but these are hate groups. 3 anti-LGBT groups. Remember, this is a state of 30 million people. And we have 3 general hate groups, whatever that means. And we have 1 anti-immigration group. This is not a 30 million people. And we have one Holocaust denial bookstore in Key West. Now, these are the, so this is what they put up a billboard for. Okay. Out of 30 million people, we got some of these guys that are probably think like we do. Some of them actually, and then other ones might be really radical out there on the other end. But I mean, we have to put up a whole thing that basically bother me while I'm driving to read this nonsense when you look it up. And it says 63 hate groups in Florida, and 63 is 63 too many. And I thought to myself, well, how do you know they're hate groups? I mean, how do you know they're really bad people unless you really know what they believe? I mean, it kind of sounds silly. Let me give you an example of what's happening in Europe right now. I'm going to read you something in a second. Merkel is now defying Trump. She's backing Macron's call for a European army. 2 days after French president, who wants to rule Europe as a Greek god sitting on the throne of Olympia, snubbed President Trump, slamming nationalism as an antithesis of patriotism during a closely watched speech with Trump sitting just a few feet away, and which prompted a flurry of provocative and taunting tweets by the U.S. president demanding that Europe pay for its own defenses or else Paris would now be speaking German, which is absolutely true. Germany's Angela Merkel set out her own vision of a more assertive European Union, one which is aligned with that of the god Macron sitting on his Greek god throne and included a European army. Remember, Merkel's on her way out. After a weekend of commemorating the end of World War I in Paris, alongside more than 60 global leaders, most of them globalists, and witnessing firsthand the tensions between Trump and this blithering idiot Francis Emmanuel Macron, the normally understated chancellor, who has done everything she can to destroy Germany, took an uncharacteristically bold stance as she addressed the EU lawmakers in Strasbourg. In Paris, Merkel defended her worldview against the U.S. president's barbs, as he sparred with Macron, because she is a globalist, she is a Rothschild, and probably the daughter of Hitler and Eva Braun, as some people believe, which I don't know, I'm speculating, I have no idea. And as Bloomberg reports, she went a step further in the EU Parliament on Tuesday, telling deputies they need to adapt to a world in which Europe's traditional allies may no longer guarantee the continent's security. Now, she basically is slamming everybody who wants to have closed borders here, wants to open up borders. Now, Paul Craig Roberts, who I've been reading for years and years, you know, in his Institute for Political Economy, wrote an article on this. And she says, Merkel has deep-sixed Germany, diversity, deep-sixed Western civilization. So what she's doing is she's throwing it away. Now, I'm going to read part of the article to you. Throughout Europe, the word patriot now designates a person who supports the destruction of their country's ethnicity by non-white immigration. God, I love this guy. I'm going to read that again. Throughout Europe, the word patriot now designates a person who supports the destruction of their country's ethnicity by non-white immigration. In other words, let's get rid of the whites. The meaning of patriot in the old sense now means nationalism, far-right, and white supremacy. So it's white supremacy. So if you're a patriot in the old sense, now you're a far-white white supremacist. Okay. It is the same in the U.S. If Trump goes down, the borders will be thrown open, just as in the book, The Camp of the Saints. The reigning view today is that people of European descent, I'm going to read this slowly. The reigning view today is that people of European descent, that would be me, are so evil that they must be replaced by people of color. The traitorous white leaders of Western countries are working to bring this about. It is the main goal of the EU and the Democratic Party, which is now the political party of identity politics, a doctrine of hate that preaches the only people of European that only people of European descent are guilty. That would be me. And except for Hungary, the haters of white people are succeeding throughout the Western world. The UK Prime Minister has sold out the British people by pretending to exit EU by basically subjecting the people. This is May. Oh, by the way, May, sidebar, she worked for the Rothschild banking cartel when she was younger. Just thought I'd mention that. He goes on to say, Germany is no longer German. It is the camp of the saints. The Anglo-American Zionists have almost rid themselves of Germans. Germans barely exist. That's a true fact, guys. I've been there many times. The extinction of the German race began with the mass rapes of German women by Russia and American troops as the German military resistance collapsed in 1945, bringing in an entire new generation of American German children and Russian German children by the women that were impregnated. This watered down the DNA and is one way to force ethnicities to die. What remains of German DNA will now be watered down by the mass invasion of Germany with the German government's support by Islamic peoples from the Middle East and Northern Africa. These refugees are the product of Washington's wars supported by Merkel, who obviously hates Germany. Merkel hates Germany. Merkel has destroyed Europe as well. She advanced the erasure of European civilization and yet remains in power, fully supported by Washington and Washington's EU puppets. The remnants of the German people have been brainwashed with false guilt into irrelevance. Conspiracy theory or not, the erasure of the German peoples seems to be what is happening. Clearly, there is distrust of the ruling elite. What happens to a country when the people no longer trust the leaders? Many have expressed concerns about the cultural and racial genocide, the killing of white people of Western civilization. Wilmot Roberts expressed them in a 1972 book, The Disposed Minority. You get it on Amazon. Evidence that these concerns are real is the vehemence with which they are shouted down with accusations of racism and white supremacy. I'm going to read that. What they're saying is, whenever you say these things about what's happening in Europe today, you are shouted down by the radical leftists. Repeat this. Evidence that these concerns are real is the vehemence with which they are shouted down with accusations of you're a racist, racism, you're a white supremacist. The message white people are supposed to accept is this: shut up, white man. We have a right to take away your country. Shut up. How long will it be before politically unacceptable white Americans, the Trump deplorables, long to be liberated by Russian or Chinese invasion? We have reached the point at which no white person in the United States, Europe, the UK, or Canada can any longer trust their government not to sell them out in the interest of ethnic diversity. I could not have written an article this good. This guy is an amazing writer. I emailed him yesterday and said, dude, this one is out of the park. In fact, if you're on my personal list, I sent this to you twice and told you to read it twice. I said, this is that important. Paul Craig Roberts, cabinet level person here with Ronald Reagan, has written one of the best articles that I've ever read on the air today about the denigration, the destruction, the genocide of white people in the Eastern, in Europe, Western civilization, and in the United States. And Paul Craig Roberts, sir, I applaud you for this. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good article, man. You're right. You wrote that really well. And this ties back into also the other reason why they are so bent on trying to wipe out the entire arsenal of the United States population, why they're trying to completely eliminate the Second Amendment. Because as this agenda continues to progress and becomes more and more rabid, as we've seen it become, especially over the last 10 to 15 years, they do not want that part of the population having the ability to defend themselves as more and more and more and more hate and tyrannical measures are pushed.
That's right.
Honestly, and that's just the truth, guys. I mean, when you break it down to it, that is exactly why they do not want us having guns. And that's why I bring it up so many times about the different restrictions, the different topics, the different guns, all this stuff all the time, all these different laws they're trying to constitutionally break. We have, you know, the Democratic senator calling for the nuking of gun owners that don't want to give their assault weapons. I talked about that in detail yesterday. This is where they're pushing the agenda, because the more they demonize us, the more they talk bad about us, the more they paint us in the public eye as hate speech, as hate groups, as hate mongers that need to be eradicated, the more things that are going to start happening towards us. As we've already seen now, it pretty much doesn't matter, as we've seen on social media and in the news, when a white person or any individual that basically doesn't fit the context of what their agenda is gets beaten, gets robbed, gets knifed, anything. I mean, I was so glad to see when that one poor kid was at that burger joint and he had that, he had the Trump hat on. Always having a Trump hat on, eating a burger, and the 30-year-old dude, the Hispanic dude, comes up and throws a drink in his face and knocks him upside the head and knocks the hat off of him, and he was ended up charged with battery on a minor and everything else. And I was very glad to see that, because, you know, we can't reach a point where we start thinking, and this is the irony of this. If anybody is treated like that on the left side, they immediately call it a hate crime. They immediately call you a hate group. They immediately call basically for the police to get involved, for people to be prosecuted the full extent of the law. And not just the full extent, we want you prosecuted as a hate crime as well. But when it flips the tables and it goes the other route, it's completely acceptable. I mean, we saw CNN that one day about 2 or 3 months ago defending Antifa. Defending them, saying that they understand why they're doing it, and because they're fighting for the good cause, it's okay what they're doing. Doesn't matter if they're hitting people with boards and 2x4s with nails. Doesn't matter if they're throwing bags and water bottles for feces and urine on them. Doesn't matter. It's okay. It's okay because it pushes what they want to have happen. This is the hypocrisy that knows no bounds of the left, and this is why it's so important for everybody to continue making sure we consistently get the truth out in the open so people know what's going on. Also, too, we'll go to the phone calls in a few minutes. I just want to let you guys know we do have the Talking Ted and Austin Tuesday today. We're going to be going to it in about 7 or 8 minutes. We ended up not being able to do it last week. We had a bunch of stuff going on, but we are doing it today. If you guys need to call in, you want to call in, the phone number for the call-in line is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. So we're going to be taking those calls here in about 7-8 minutes. I just want to remind you guys and let you know that, yes, we are doing it today. We've had a lot of emails from last week. And also, too, you see why they're pushing the drugs on the population so hard, because they want everybody to be in this stupor where everybody is so hooked on medications, they're so hooked on all these different drugs all the time, that they're not worried about anything else that's going on. As long as they get their fix, as long as they get their Xanax or their Prozac or their morphine or their OxyContin, whatever it is, and I mean, don't get me wrong, there's certain points where those drugs are needed, but many of them are overprescribed, and ironically, you see the left constantly push the gun agenda. Oh, we got to ban guns. We got to stop this. We got to restrict guns. We got to put common sense gun laws. The thing they don't want to talk about is I just saw the new statistics from the National Institute of Health show that more than 72,000 1,000 people died from drug overdoses during 2017 now. Of those, a staggering 49,060 people are said to have died on opiate abuse. Opioid pain reliever is one of Big Pharma's most profitable cash cows. And the annual death tolls from opiates alone are now exceeding deaths from car accidents, which are 40,000, fatal shootings, which are 15,000, homicides, which are a little over 17,000, and suicide, which is almost 45,000. So we have opioid deaths in the United States now beating all of those together, and massively beating more than shootings. Yet all the media wants to do is talk about that all the time. We got to ban guns. We got to cut common sense gun laws. But the thing they don't realize is that Big Pharma is making in billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in opioids every single year. And then on top of that, you add in the benzodiazepines, which are the Xanax. You add in the antidepressants with the Prozac and Zoloft. All these things roll into a multi-billion dollar a year profit scheme that nobody wants to bring up. So instead of constantly talking about the fact that we need to restrict law-abiding gun owners and American citizens that are completely legal from being able to defend themselves, we need to talk about why we're seeing such a crisis and why Big Pharma is allowed to peddle these things to the population via advertisement. Remember, guys, the United States is one of the only countries in the world that allows direct from manufacturer to consumer marketing advertisement of opioid and every single other pharmaceutical drugs. What I mean by that is they put it on television for the consumer to watch their marketing ads for their pharmaceutical drugs. There are very few countries in the world that allow that. Most people don't realize that. That's why now I hardly ever watch TV, try to watch something like on, you know, Fire Stick or something like that, because you see when you go on television now, just about every time you watch any show at all, at least one or two commercials on every break is sometime a pharmaceutical drug, and usually it's more than that now. But that is why we're seeing this epidemic, because we're creating and breeding this group, this society, this generation of people that think they have to be on some type of drug because of the psychological warfare they're doing through the marketing ads. These are all psychops, guys. The marketing ads they do with these all these different pharmaceutical drugs are done very, very, very precisely. That's why you see something and it's like a couple running through the green meadows and there's butterflies and they're having a blast and they're both smiling and they're having a good time and they're swinging on a rope swing on the tree and they're like, do you suffer from restless leg syndrome? This is something that nobody should have to live with. Talk to your doctor about restless leg syndrome. You're like, what does that have to do with anything? Or you see the other ones with Chantix. You see the other ones with all these different antidepressants. This is why they do it, guys, because a drug population is a dumb population, and a dumb population is a easy population to keep under the boot of tyranny for as long as you want, because as long as they get their dope, as long as they get their pharmaceutical drugs, they're not worried about anything else that's going on, because they have their fix, and they've learned this a long time ago. That's why they have so pushed so hard the entire medical pharmaceutical model, because they don't want to just handle it on the back end with black, you know, basically black market drug sales, street drugs. They want to handle it because there's even more money in the pharmaceutical sales because they can dominate and control it more and more and more. But I just wanted to add that in there, Dad, because I get so sick of seeing stuff all the time with more people I talk to on these drugs, and it's getting worse. And then when you see numbers like this with the drug overdoses at 72,000 last year now, this is an issue that we have going on, and nobody wants to talk about it on any mainstream media.
The problem is the Book of Revelation talks about these guys, the Pharmakia guys, and this is the same Rothschild group that runs the Rockefeller Rothschild drug pharmacy cartels. This is all, again, the European International Banking Community Rothschild that took over our Federal Reserve System in 1913. They run and own all of this stuff. The largest commodity in the world is oil. The second largest commodity is natural gas. Number three is heroin, not opiates. It's not in the billions, it's almost $1 trillion a year. And the craziest part about it is that it's all run by organized crime working through the CIA. Most of this is the Jewish mafia. You know, the Italian mafia is huge too, but not nearly as large as the Jewish mafia. Then you got the Irish mafia, you got all these different mafias, you got the Chinese mafia, you got all these different mafia groups. Most of it's run through the because it's connected to the international banking cartels, which is also run by these, you can also call them the Khazari mafias, the mafia, if you don't want to call them Jewish mafia, because it's going to flip you out and you're going to have to start yelling and hollering at me. Call it the synagogue of Satan mafia. I don't care. Use a scripture for it. I don't care. It makes a difference to me. It's what they are. And this group of people basically runs organized crime. They also control Vegas. They also control the gambling and all the other things that are going on with NFLs and all the baseball teams and football teams and hockey teams and all the rest of it. That's why it's all fixed. And they're, yep. Now they want to also control the pharmacia and the pharmacy, both legal and illegal drugs, because they make a lot more money in the illegal drugs, $1 trillion a year, than they can with all these other pharmaceuticals they're putting out legally, because there's no restriction as far as having to get a doctor's prescription to get this stuff. Now, it's just, this is what they do. They control the media. They control everything. Let me give a perfect example. A couple of weeks ago, they arrested a guy who's like almost 100 years old, and he was a Nazi camp guard, they think, or whatever. He's like 100 years old. They put him on trial. They dragged him off and said, hey, you know, you're a Nazi and you were involved with these, you know, killings in this camp. And he basically has said, you know, I was unaware of any killings in the camp. Remember, the guy's almost 100 years old. And he's lived his whole life as a reputable citizen, but he may have guarded the gate someplace and didn't know what was going on inside. But now they're saying that he's, you know, basically a co-conspirator in the murder of these people in this camp. Now, let me share something about the Holocaust. I believe the Holocaust happened. I don't know how many people died. I have no idea. But I know it wasn't just Jews, because I had a bunch of my relatives get killed too. They just disappeared, got picked up, and were gone. And so they weren't Jewish. And so, you know, we got Jews, we got Christians, we had the infirms, we had gypsies, we had all kinds of people who, if they said anything against Hitler, they just kind of disappeared. I told you stories about how they would come in and take them out in the middle of the night in my neighborhood, my family's, and then basically leave the house open, and 3 days later they'd bulldoze the house and haul it away, and the house is gone. Everything's gone. To erase the memory of them, and it was such a psychological trauma for the people in the neighborhood, they were like, oh my gosh, their house is even gone. There's no memory of them. So they kept their mouth shut. So Hitler did a lot of bad things. Now, he did a lot of good things in the 30s when he first got started, as far as getting rid of the Federal Reserve Bank in Europe and all that, in Germany and all that kind of stuff. But then he just basically decided that he was going to just take on the entire Rothschild banking cartel when he got rid of the Federal Reserve Bank in Germany in 1938. So a lot of things happened. I've talked about this in detail. Every time I talk about this, you know, we get people who get frustrated because I'm talking about it. But guys, it's just what happened. The information, read the book, The Bad War. You can't buy it on Amazon. They've banned it, but you can buy it. You can look at it for free. Read Topper Saucy's book, Rulers of Evil. Read the other book by William Guy Carr, the book that we use, basically called Pawns in the Game. But you got to remember, AP runs the world, the Associated Press, along with the other outlets, Reuters, and they're all Rothschild owned and controlled. Let me give you an example. I looked up this thing today. Former Nazi camp guard denies being aware of killings. I just Googled that, right? Here's AP News. It says, a former Nazi concentration camp guard on trial. Next one, New York Times. A former Nazi concentration camp guard on trial. Next one, the News Tribune. A former Nazi concentration camp guard on trial. Next one, WRAL. A former Nazi concentration camp guard on trial. Every one of them, for multiple pages, say the exact same thing. It went out on the AP wire. It went out on the Reuters wire. And page after page after page of our censored news says the same thing. Why doesn't it say like this? A former Nazi camp guard on trial, though he admits he says he never had anything to do with any of this stuff, and he could be innocent, he basically says he's completely clueless as to what's going on with this mess. Didn't say that. Word for word for word. Do yourself, Google it. Former Nazi camp guard denies being aware of killings. Just Google it, and you'll see page after page after page of all these different places that are controlled by the Rothschild Press, 95%, who are saying the exact same thing they were basically parroted to. Now, here's the thing, guys. I don't know what this guy did. I know he's in his 90s, but I do have a question. These people who like to collect up Nazis now and dust them off and pull them out of their wheelchairs and drag them into a court, what are they going to do when they're all dead? Who are they going to pull out of the door? We're going to start dusting them off out of the grave? We're going to put his bones on trial now. We're going to try this skeleton. Are you kidding me? I mean, where is this going to stop? And this is exactly what Paul Craig Roberts said. I want to read you this again. I'm going to read you what he said about this. This shaming of Germany. Here they got to dig a Nazi out. They got to shame the German people again by dragging a Nazi out. And it's unbelievable what's happening with this. The Anglo-American Zionists have almost rid themselves of Germans. Germans barely exist. The extinction of the German race began with the mass rapes of German women by Russian and American troops as Germany military resistance collapsed in 45, watering down the DNA. Okay? It goes on to say, it says, Merkel has destroyed Europe as well. She's advanced the erasure of European civilization and yet remains in power, fully supported by Washington. The remnant of the German people have been brainwashed with false guilt into irrelevance, which means they no longer matter because they believe everything they're being told about any of this stuff. And guys, it's so sad to me to watch a country like Germany that was so absolutely just cultured and educated to turn into this Muslim caliphate at the will of its leaders. It's sad to me, guys. It really is, because the people in Germany no longer have the will to reproduce because they don't want their children to be guilt-shamed for the rest of their life over something their great-great-grandparents did, you know, almost 100 years ago now. I mean, it's absolutely nonsense to me. The Zionists and the world leaders and the synagogue of Satan have used the Holocaust as a gigantic marketing tool. Uh-oh, I just said that, didn't I? And they won't stop, because it has been burned into the hearts and the minds of the population of this planet now since the 40s, and they're not going to let it go because they spent too much time and too much resources. That's why they're always doing Nazi movies, and they always dust the Nazi off, and they bring a Nazi back out, and here's the Nazis doing the crazy stuff. Now the Nazis are at that one movie at the theater. I won't watch it. I don't like movies like that. They're doing all kinds of genetic experimentations and horrible things with people and turning them into monsters. But it's the Nazis again. And guys, it doesn't make any sense to me, because guys, the Nazis are long gone, or they're in a wheelchair in a nursing home, and they're dragged out of the nursing home and sitting now in front of trial saying, you did all this back when you were 20 years old, but I'm like 95 years old now. I don't know what you're talking about. He probably has seen out of the dementia. Have you guys thought about that? Just maybe. He probably really doesn't remember what happened on the concentration camp lines. He probably doesn't remember anything. When my mom was 91, she thought I was my brother all the time. She didn't remember anybody. I'm sorry, Austin. What's your next story, bud?
Well, we're going to go to some callers right now. You guys, like I said before, if you guys want to call in live, it's 844-769-2944. Talk to Ted and Austin on Tuesday. So we have Phil from Alabama. Phil, you are live on the show. How are you doing today, brother?
Hey, Ted and Austin. I was wanting to know, how serious should we take 5G? And can it have the ability to cover rural areas throughout the country? Atlanta has 5G and other cities, so what are the precautions that we should take if we live in a 5G city, and if we should leave those cities or not even drive through any of those cities?
Good question.
It's coming to Orlando in 2019, so what are you guys planning on doing since it's going to be so close to you guys?
Do you want me to take this one, Dad?
No, I'll go ahead. I'll start on it. I apologize. My microphone was on mute. What we have, basically, Phil, is this. The 5G, as long as they keep the power turned down on it and they don't put it into frequencies that could hurt you, it's not going to be much worse than 4G, to be honest with you. But if they ever wanted to make it as a weapon, they could utilize it as a weapon, and they could tie it into the D-Wave computer systems. They're not going to do that until they have it fully implemented throughout the country in the major cities, because they don't want everybody to say – because here's the thing. It's like if you drink a diet soda and you drop dead 3 minutes later, chances are after about 100 people drop dead of diet sodas, you're not going to ever drink a diet soda, and that diet soda will be pulled off the market. If everybody starts dropping dead from 5G in these major cities right now, they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is 5G. We've got to get rid of it. They're not going to let that happen. They're going to be much more subtle than that. They've got really, really large power lines going up into these transmitters, but they don't turn the power up on them. And they're not going to do that until after they get them implemented. Now, the immune system protocol, the vitamin C, the iodine, the D3, the K2, all of the things that are in our healthy immune system, that's what I recommend that everybody uses if they're living in that area. Plus, you've got to turn the Wi-Fi off in your house. A lot of routers are going to 5G now. So you got to turn it off. In fact, I talked to my electrician yesterday. I told him, I said, look, I want you to run a wire from the router to the main house with a switch. And I said, I don't have to, you know, run around everywhere trying to unplug routers. I want everything turned off with one switch. Every time I go to bed, I can turn it off. Every time I get up, I can turn it on. It'll cost $100 to run the switch. And I said, I'm done. I don't want to have to deal with this stuff while I'm asleep. Because remember, this microwave energy, your pineal gland sees it as light when it bombards it in the middle of the night, which prevents the release of melatonin, which is a very strong antioxidant. So make sure you really, really are careful at nighttime and turn this mess off. And if you're not using it during the day, turn it off. Just shut it off,
yep.
Unplug it, kill the switch to it. Austin, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, and one factor you got to remember with 5G is it's very short length as far as the short wave on it. So until, same thing Dad said, until they have this thing fully implemented United States wide, it's going to be easy to basically get away with it at some point. As far as driving through a city, if you're traveling or going there, I don't think it's really that big of a deal as of right now. I do, however, think that the side effects and what it's going to do to the body are being downplayed significantly by the FCC and the telecom communicators with what they're trying to do and talk about this. But it really is going to be a point to see on how strong this stuff is and how hard they have it turned up. Like I said, right now we're in 4G. It's already horrible. 5G is going to be pretty bad. So trying to do the best you can to avoid it as much as possible. If you are in a smaller city like we are, we're trying to actively prevent this stuff from coming in. That's just the best thing we can do for the time being. And also, to keep your routers off. I already do that with 4G. I've done that for years, keeping that stuff off all the time and making sure you're having really good antioxidants in your body that are healthy for the cells and the mitochondria. Stuff like the resveratrol as well is a very, very good antioxidant for the body. Another one that I like to recommend to people is the GHI cleanse. The reason why that helps detoxify the body. So if you're having a lot of stress and a lot of basically external factors that are causing stress in the body, the GHI helps to reduce inflammation and helps to detox the body. So, yeah, it is a problem. Yes, I think it's being significantly downplayed. Yes, I'm not a fan of it at all. Do I think it's going to be in a lot of rural areas for the currently? No, I think it's going to take a long time for this whole thing to spread. And as far as the short wavelength of it, it being in Orlando or Atlanta, if you're on the out, even on the far outskirts of the city, you're not going to get a lot of exposure to it unless you go inside of the city, because that is one of the reasons why they have to have the giant boxes at least 500 feet away, because they have to constantly be repeated, continually repeat, 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 because they don't go very far. Even when they're turned up all the way, from my knowledge, they don't have a significant distance on them. That's why they're having to do so many of these antennas everywhere. But yes, once they have this implemented US-wide and they have antennas is on every single corner, street, block, and light post, yes, at that point, like Dad said, when they try to tie it into the D-Wave computers and the Internet of Things and the autonomous vehicles and all the phones we have and everything is tied into it, that's going to be a position where we're going to have a hard time. And that's the problem that we're seeing with 5G, is because they're doing it so quickly right now and they're doing it under the umbrella of the FCC supporting it, that it's becoming very, very difficult, even from a local area, to prevent this stuff and blocking it from coming in. And as I've said before, anytime, in my opinion, when the government mandates things that you have to be able to accept and you have to deal with them, that is a point in time when you should question anything they are saying about that topic. That's just my opinion on it.
Okay, awesome. That's great. We got another call. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Phil, for the call. James, we have James out of North Carolina. James, you are on the air with the Ted and Austin Brower Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thank you guys for taking my call. I was wondering if you could comment on the health benefits of food-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide.
You know, the whole thing about that is I've read a lot of good stuff about it, read some bad stuff on it. I've personally used it, James, didn't get any results from it. You know, I'd rather use a vitamin C IV, because the vitamin C converts into hydrogen peroxide as it enters into the blood, and I think it's a cleaner way of doing things. So I don't particularly recommend it. Plus, if you're going to use it, you have to be very, very careful, as you know, not to get it on your hands, because it can really start bleaching out your hands really, really fast. So I don't recommend it, except for if you're in a clinical setting and somebody's using it with you. I prefer the use of vitamin C, which will convert to hydrogen peroxide and also help alkalinize the blood. What it's for is basically increase oxygen levels in the system, as you know. And the same thing happens to you when you get vitamin C converting to hydrogen peroxide in the blood. And I mean, we had Dr. Robert Rowan on a couple of years ago, and he was using something. It was the hydrogen peroxide. It wasn't a hydrogen peroxide product. I forgot what he called it. And he said he was actually curing Ebola with it. And stuff like that, if you're going to be doing some esoteric way, doing things like that with it in a clinical setting. That's up to you guys or whatever you want to do with it. But as far as for the general consumer, we don't recommend it, bud. Anything else?
I see. Thanks for your help.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, James. We appreciate it. All right, we have the Cowie guy. Let's see here. That's the only thing that shows it here. Looks like he's out of Hawaii. And how are you doing today, bud?
Hey, aloha. Yeah, Kauai guy.
Aloha.
Hey, aloha.
I spoke to you quite a while back on the Hageman show and about cataract. And you said talk to you personally about it. You wouldn't do it on the air.
Well, we're still on the air.
Yeah, but I don't know any way to reach you.
Oh, that's okay. Just go ahead and just give up. Just call us up immediately after the show today, and we'll talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay. Is the same number here?
Yeah, that'd be fine. No, not that. Let me give you the number.
No, it'd be
1-800.
1-800.
1-800-726-1834. That's right.
726-1834.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Let me tell you why. When you start talking about natural treatment protocols for the eyeball, I'm really careful about that. Because, you know, if someone does something and we say, try this, and they go blind, oh my gosh, now we've broadcast it to millions of people. I don't want to do that. The eye is too sensitive.
Yeah.
And so what may work for one person as a protocol may not work for the other person as a protocol. So we don't like doing that with stuff that's that specific. We do have a product called Eye Bright. That people can
eyesight.
Try that doesn't have any eyesight, that basically is a great, great product. You could try that. But call us after the show. There is one natural remedy you could try, but I won't give it out over the air, but I will give it to Austin, and he will relay it right back to you if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I heard a bunch of people talk about castor oil.
I'm not going to talk about the eyes.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it off the air. Thanks so much. Hey, Oz, any more calls?
And that's one thing. And just for overall, to all of our listeners that are listening on that, for overall healthy eyesight, that's why we put together that ocular formula, the eyesight. That's a really, really, really effective formula. I normally have really good eyesight. And I've noticed over the last couple of years, especially with the blue lights, I wear blue light blocker glasses when I'm at the office, but I'm on the phone a lot. I'm on the computer a lot. I'm constantly running around all the time. And I've noticed I've had to strain my eyes a little bit more, especially when I'm up really late at night or we're doing shows or on the computer. And so I've noticed taking the eyesight formula, it seems to not cause as much strain on my eyes. There's not as much pressure on them, especially when I get really tired and I've been really busy all day. So that's just my personal feedback on it. I know Steve, one of our phone reps, he has also gone and used that product before because he said a lot of, you know, fluorescent bulbs and LED bulbs and stuff always kind of were giving him a eye ache almost. And so he used that formula on a regular basis, and he loves the eyesight as well. He said it really helped out his vision, and it also prevented, you know, a lot of that discomfort that you deal with sometimes whenever you're under lights and you're on computers a lot, which, again, the best thing to do is limit the exposure to them. And I mean, we can all say that, but we're in a very technologically advanced society now. Everything always is electronic with phones, computers, all these new LED lights that are ridiculously bright all the time. And it's just part of being exposed to them. And so you just have to do the best of what you have.
Well, there's awesome things you know. What I did on my computer screen, on my iPad, I got a blue blocker for it. It's like a piece of glass that goes over it. It's like $10. It was cheap. And I also got the same blue blocker for my cell phone. And it's made a huge difference in my eyes as far as fatigue. Diet's also really important. You have to eat a lot of high antioxidant foods, fruits and vegetables, organic, vitamin A, D3, K2. Cod liver oil, vitamin C foods, vitamin E foods, zinc foods, lutein-type foods, vitamin omega-3 fatty acids. There's all kinds of supplements that you can do, including bilberry and, of course, our eyesight formula that works absolutely wonderful. You need to be using sun protection, lifestyle modification. You can also decrease alcohol consumption. You can quit smoking, which have both been linked to that. You can use eye drops. There's some natural oils that you may be able to use. But remember, cataracts are a common age-related problem, and over 22 million Americans over the age of 40 have cataracts. And as the population changes, more and more people are going to have this problem. But I just don't like giving specific individual, specific protocols for treating these types of conditions, because I don't want to be saying, oh, he told me to do this. I don't want to be that guy. So just eat well, take good supplements, and I guarantee you, you'll be healthier overall, Austin. What do you think? And what's your next phone call?
Yeah, and staying away from really the, you know, some of the big top five heavy toxins, you know, fluoride being one of them. That's just an unbelievably toxic compound. Making sure you're getting purified distilled water. That's why we have the distillers. Staying away from heavy metals, not using aluminum pans, not getting vaccinations, not getting the metal exposure. Staying away from a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs if you can. Remember, a lot of different drugs on the market now have a whole plethora of different side effects that come with them. And this isn't always the case at all, but in some cases you see people not just with eyes, but with other problems in their body they start having. You start looking back at what the pharmaceutical drug they're taking is, and it usually can have some type of side effect with that. Another one is GMOs. Those are just toxic to every element of the body. And another one's also canola oil. There are canola oils from the rapeseed plant. Canola oil is incredibly toxic, and I still see it in a plethora of junk food, which really health food, which really irritates me, because, you know, a lot of times you see these health food companies produce these products that are allegedly really clean products, really healthy products, and then they got canola oil on the label, which is one of the cheapest, nastiest, most toxic oils you could possibly put in your body. I mean, it's unbelievably toxic to any living element as well. And so those are just a lot of the main top elements and top compounds to keep out of your body on a regular basis. And of course, like I told the earlier caller, the GHI cleanse, which is really good at detoxifying the body and can really reduce inflammation as well, is another one to really use to help keep the body cleaned out. And if you want, you can throw in the turmeric force on top of that. We actually have that at a special price on the website now at Health Masters as well. I had a lot of customers asking about that one to buy in bulk with the turmeric force 120. So we have that on the website, because if inflammation is a huge factor in also a lot of things. So getting your inflammation down, getting your toxic exposure down, and getting your body flushed and cleaned out can do wonders when it comes to overall health and just functioning with pretty much every part of your body.
Okay, Austin, I've sent you the information on the cataracts. I've sent it to you, Steve, and Ruben, in case the guy calls up, so we'll be able to cover that. What's the next caller?
Okay, awesome. All right, well, we're pretty much rolling through the callers here, so we'll go on to the next story, and we'll keep going through, and we'll shut it down for today for the Comrex.
Okay, great. All right, let's go ahead. Let's do the next story. We have why Austin's shutting down his Comrex. Let me pull up another story. This is interesting. Macy's Thanksgiving is now saying that they're going to have high winds, and they may have to ground the balloons for Thanksgiving Day, and it may be below freezing temperatures. I thought I'd mention this to you, because several years ago, I went up there with the same type of place. It was like 30 degrees, wind, rain, and it was, quite frankly, it was awful. Luckily, we had the hotel we were on was on the parade route. It was the W Hotel, which I don't recommend, but we were there in the W Hotel for various reasons. If you've been at W Hotel, you know why. And so we basically did not enjoy ourselves. We had heard about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and when it's beautiful up there, that can be a lot of fun. But reality is, if you get up there and it's really, really, really nasty, it's one of those places you just simply don't want to be, especially if you're not going to be on the parade route. By the way, the U.S. is now closing ports of entry amid reports that the caravan is preparing to rush the border. Migrants are determined to basically flout American sovereignty. The U.S. has temporarily closed several ports of entry with Mexico after officials received reports of the caravan of 3,000 preparing to bum rush the border. Guys, this is a lot of news that I don't really like reporting, because quite frankly, we've got 1,000 people a day sometimes coming into these doggone ports, into these doggone places and climbing the wall, et cetera. And quite frankly, it's not going to get any better until we put up a solid wall across there and we find a way that we can take these people without having to extradite them through our legal process, which they've overwhelmed, and put them back on their side of the wall or back to where they belong without having to go through extradition legally from our United States or from our judicial system.
Yeah.
By the way, Hungary has banned gender studies. Listen to this, because Hungary says that gender studies is an ideology and not a science. In other words, it's a boy and girl, guys, and if you think somebody else is running around besides being a boy and girl, it's an ideology, not a science. It says, finally, someone has said it. Hungarian Minister Viktor Orban has been consistently brave and uniquely singular in stating the obvious for this, and he is scorned and derided and smeared, much like President Trump, but he is right. Academia all over the West has become politicized and serve the far left agenda. I mean, are we really going to have gender studies at our major universities in the United States? The answer is absolutely yes. Why are we having gender studies? because they're a bunch of idiots, period. That's the only reason you can do it, because there's no other reason that you should have gender studies in the United States. It's a boy or it's a girl, and that's it. By the way, energy drinks have been shown to increase your risks of heart attack within 90 minutes of consumption. Remember, caffeine is a banned substance in Olympic competition. If you're a medal contender and you get tested and you got too much caffeine in your system, you are disqualified, because it is such a strong stimulant, especially for the heart, and can actually stop your heart and mess up the pacemaker potential of the heart, known as the sinoatrial node. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always recommended that to people. If you guys need any type of boost or stimulant, I recommend the Attention Factor. That's an incredibly good product. It's got theacrine in it.
It
doesn't even have caffeine in it. If you want something that's going to be a little bit more of like a workout boost, the purple sticks that we have, those are incredibly effective as well. You know, it's got a very low amount of caffeine in it, but it's also derived from natural green tea extract. So it's very mild, very easy on the body, and it's also has multiple antioxidants is added to it. That's one factor that really lacks in these energy drinks that a lot of people don't realize is not only are they loaded with hundreds upon hundreds of milligrams of caffeine, they're usually loaded with a massive amount of sugar. And if they're not loaded with sugar, they have usually sucralose and or aspartame, which I've seen some of them now. Some artificial sweetened energy drinks are sweetened with aspartame and sucralose. Not kidding. So you are actually getting a double whammy of absolutely nasty, toxic compounds added to your body. And then on top of that, like I said, a lot of times they add a lot of other synthetic compounds that are increased stimulants as well. Really a recipe for disaster, guys. Our entire generation is based on stimulants entirely too much. Not only the fact that 99% of these energy drinks are in aluminum cans, which is already not good for you as well, they keep becoming larger and they keep becoming higher amounts of caffeine, higher amounts of sugar, and it's just reaching a point where that's why we're seeing, not a main reason, but a huge portion of why we're seeing so many issues with kids when they're younger now is because they're getting addicted on these heavy, heavy stimulants and massive amounts of sugar. And then to add matters even worse, we have a lot of these kids that are stacking them with pharmaceutical ADHD medication like Adderall, which I've personally seen before, which is just horrific. Not only are you taking a 4-amphetamine salt like Adderall, you're adding in, you know, a 24-ounce energy drink that's got 300-400 milligrams of caffeine, and people are wondering why their kids' hearts are basically exploding. Not a good time at all. Also, too, they've shown now that half of U.S. adults now do absolutely no exercise, and only 25% go, actually, and 25% go 8 hours a day without standing up, study finds. Researchers looked at data from the CDC's National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. They found 1 in 4 adults sit for more than 8 hours a day, and 4 in 10 are completely physically inactive. Just 2.6% of adults sit for less than 4 hours per day. And the more and more jobs that we have that are tech-based, more and more jobs that we have that people are involved in computers, the more you see this. And this, in my opinion, is one of the reasons why we're having such a horrible issue with obesity in this country, on top of the nasty food that's being shoveled onto our plates thanks to Monsanto with all the GMOs and the high fructose corn syrup and all the other toxic compounds. That's why it's so important. I've told you guys before, and I talked about the article last week, just 10 to 20 minutes of exercise a day has significant health impacts on the body. Just 10 to 20 minutes a day. I mean, that's so minimal. It's funny, people will go see a 3-hour movie at the movie theater, or people lay on the couch for 4 or 5 hours and watch TV, or people will go and basically sit on their phone while they're somewhere for 30 minutes to an hour on their phone straight and not do anything, but then they complain that they don't have time to go out and exercise for 10 to 20 minutes. I always get a laugh out of people when I talk to people like that. I don't have time to exercise. And you talk to them and they go through their day and it's horrible time management. No, you have to prioritize what's important to you. Exercising isn't important to you. That's why you're not doing it. Your phone and movies and TV is more
exactly
important,
right,
to you than exercising for 10 to 20 minutes. Anybody can figure out a way to squeeze in 10 to 20 minutes in their day. I don't care what your schedule is. You
that's
can
right.
figure out how to do that. Nothing short of having something massive going on that's life-altering in a very short period of time. I got that. But on a daily routine, 10 to 20 minutes, even if it's just going out and riding a bicycle when you get up in the morning, or it's going out for a brisk walk. walk when you get up or when you get home from work. Anything is better than nothing, and even better is if you can get some type of weight training exercise in. That's the absolute best, in my opinion, coupled with a good cardiovascular workout. That's my opinion a lot of times. I like to work out about 30 minutes a day now. Nothing crazy like I used to when I was really training heavy, but I always try to keep my volume high, my intensity fairly high, and my cardio high while I'm doing weight training. That way it's kind of like a double whammy of both of you. You're getting some cardiovascular exercise and you're getting the weight training benefits of it. You're in and out in 20 to 30 minutes. You have the rest of the day or the rest of the night to do whatever else you have to do, but you have to make it a priority because this is becoming a problem that we're seeing now,
right,
and it's not going to get better, in my opinion. Also, too, in other news now, the Health and Resource Services Administration has just released now that the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund has now broken the $4 billion mark, using the government's own conclusion that only 1% of all vaccine injuries are actually reported. The $4 billion mark is literally just the tip of the iceberg. And the reason why I bring this up is because every time you hear these blithering left-wing idiots that love to spew their nonsensical ideologies about how good vaccines are and how they're 100% safe, this just right here, just alone in itself, completely wipes out that entire argument. Because we already know this only covers, like I said, like 1% of the actual vaccine reports. That's it. But even if it didn't, say for a second it was 100% of every vaccine injury, we've paid out $4 billion in families and vaccine injury compensation funds. That shows you right there that the statistical probability of vaccines being 100% safe is a complete and total lie. This completely contradicts that argument. That's why I hate it when people come up with that. There is a significant and very clear-cut problem with the vaccinations that we have, especially the adjuvants in them, and the aspect of what we're seeing now with the rate of autism and the rate of neurological disorders skyrocketing on the charts at the same time that the CDC continues to increase the vaccine numbers. I did a really, really intense article last week about how pediatrician offices are now becoming war rooms, and I meant it sincerely because that article was very clear cut, and I've watched it happen because my wife experienced it just over a month ago, and this is what they're doing now, and now we've reached over $4 billion, and we know, like I said, this is only a tiny, tiny sliver of the iceberg on what is happening in this country when it comes the vaccine injuries, Dad.
You know, Austin, I couldn't have said any better than that. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Have a great week. We're going to be here tomorrow. It's a Thursday. We're taking off. We're back again on Friday. I love you and I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I had the pleasure for praying with you guys again this morning. I love you. Austin, I'll do the write-up. Go ahead and close, bud.
Absolutely, guys, and we really do appreciate all the support. Be sure to check out all the different specials we have going on. Of course, the product of the week, which will be changing over tomorrow. The last day to get the Purple Sticks on sale is going to be basically late tonight, early tomorrow morning, and then it looks like whatever is winning, which the ironically enough, the EyeSight is winning right now on the website, as we were talking about that earlier. So the Superfood Complete is a very close second place, so be sure if you want any of those to win, get on the website, vote for them. Let us know what you want to win, and whichever one wins the most votes, it wins. And, of course, we have a lot of other key kits that are coming together. We have a really cool kit we're putting together with a new product and melatonin and magnesium, which is going to be a three-pack kit to really increase relaxation and sleep, and it really puts you in a really calm, sedated, relaxed mood at night, helps you sleep better, really helps you relax and reduce cortisol, and also helps you kind of shut your brain off at night. As I know, most people that are very high strung and go, go, go all the time, like myself, a lot of times you come to that position where you try to go to bed at night, you're really tired, you want to go to sleep, but you start thinking about all these different things that you still need to do right now, that you need to do in the morning, that you need to do in the afternoon. It's absolutely unhealthy, not good at all for the body. There's nothing you're going to do about it at the current time and fixing those things you need to do, so there's no reason to waste a second of sleep over it. This kit that Dad and I put together with a new product is really, really, really good at relaxing you and really helping to just kind of bring you to a real calm, sedated mood before you go to sleep. So we're really excited about it. We're getting everything worked out. We're making sure we got all the inventory together, and we should have the kit up by tomorrow, hopefully, if not the latest Wednesday, to really introduce that to everybody. So just be on the lookout for that new kit. It's basically going to be, the name of it essentially is going to be Sleep, which,
wouldn't pull the whole name up here on it. I just had it about, let's see, where was it at here? Total Rest is the new product, and so that's going to be what we're going to be naming it. And so really excited to bring that on board. And, of course, be sure to check out the COQ10, which is on sale for over 20% off right now, which that's not going to be on sale much longer because that's a really popular product and everybody's been ordering it, including the Healthy Heart Support, which includes the CoQ10, which is a full kit designed very specifically for healthy heart support, also on sale for over 20% off. And we're also going to be on the Hagman Report tomorrow night, which is exciting, Wednesday night. Not usually on the Hagman Report on Wednesday, we're usually on Friday. Changed up a little bit this week. Everybody's schedule's kind of changing up towards the end of the week, so we're going to have our regular show tomorrow. We'll have the Hagman Report tomorrow night, which is going to be a really good show. We'll be off Thursday, and then Friday we'll be back at our normal live show. So a lot of really good stuff going on this week, and I appreciate the emails, guys. I've been getting a lot of guys that are sending me, you know, just different topics, different articles, you know, different things they want us to talk about, and I appreciate that. You know, we have our email on the website at healthmasters.com. You can go onto the contact form at the top. If there's a topic that you want to talk about and you want us to bring it up, by all means, email it to me, and we'll look at it. We'll see if it's something we can answer, and if not, you know, you can always try to give us a call up here at the office during normal business hours, or you can call in on the Talk to Ted and Austin on Tuesday, as we've been trying to work that into our schedule. We're not used to doing it, to be honest with you, so it's something we've had to kind of throw in and try to do it as effectively as possible. So we really appreciate your patience on it and bearing with us as we do this every Tuesday, and that's why I said last week we kind of missed it. So today we got back on it. We're trying to keep it as concise and as direct as possible, but still allow as many people as we can to get questions in, but still be able to do news topics that are really pertinent that are going on right now. So thank you for all that support. Thank you for forwarding our show. Be sure, if you want to get our free weekly newsletter, sign up on our website at healthmasters.com. You can go on there and get our free weekly newsletter. We send out different specials, different coupons. Every day we send out the news to you guys as far as the new show, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, the brand new show we just listed. So you can click on it, and it goes directly to it. And you can also forward it to people super easy on your email list. That's one of the reasons why we did it. So thank you guys for all the support. Thank you for the patience. Thank you for the feedback, giving us constant feedback of things that you like to see and that you like to have done on the website, and we try to adapt them to you guys if we have enough people that actually say the same thing in aggregate. So we love you guys. We appreciate you. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.